Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from the University of Sioux Falls, and we're joined by members of the JAS Quintet. And they're bringing you a taste of an upcoming concert. This is the fourth offering in the Jazz Curators series, and it explores the life and music of the great Billie Holiday. There's two shows only. Seating is a little bit limited, so get your tickets today, Friday, May 12th, and Saturday, May 13th at the Leonardo's Cafe at the Washington Pavilion. So with me now, Jimmy Spears, Joel Shotwell, Daniel Heyer, Andrew Reinarts, Jeff Paul. Welcome one, welcome all. Who wants to start by talking a little bit about the music of Billie Holiday and why you selected her for the fourth Jazz Curators?
All right, I'll jump in. All right. You know, this is our first vocalist, and I think the vocal tradition in jazz is really the, you know, it's an important part of the music. And there's probably no one better to feature than Billie Holiday. Plus, we know a really good singer that lives out west in Rapid City, and we thought it'd be kind of fun to bring her in. We've worked with her over the years many times, and she has a voice, I think, that fits really well with Billie Holiday's music. So having Jamie Lynn as part of this concert's a big, big deal for us. So that was also part of the decision-making.
How big of a deal is it to add a vocalist in general?
It takes a little extra planning. I mean, we do have to work through, you know, what tunes best fit her voice and change keys. But she's a great musician, so it's just like adding another person in the band, really. She's just another member of the band.
How much do you get to work with her if she's out there and you're here? How's that been?
Well, sorry, we're trying to pass the mic around. It's been a lot of digital communications, and we know some tunes. We've worked with her enough in the past where we do know some things already that we've performed with her. But Andrew works a lot with Jamie, so I think it'd be great to have him talk about this. So those two communicate often, and we just worked out a set list and rehearsed a couple times.
Jamie Lynn was on our show talking about the Nesters on Friday. She mentioned this and how excited she was. You worked with Jamie a lot. Andrew Reinarts, tell us a little bit about what you guys do together and about her as a vocalist.
Yeah, sure. I've had the pleasure of knowing Jamie. Actually, originally we met doing jazz. She came up to Touch of Europe after having met Joel Shotwell down at USD many years ago, and she sang a couple tunes with us, and then we got to be good friends and good musical friends as well. And she and Dalton Coffey and I recorded an album together almost 2 years ago now called Fall is a Good Time to Die. It's not quite as dramatic as the title makes it sound, but so we play quite a bit and have done a few festivals over the summers and get to work together quite a bit. And so I've seen her a couple of times for shows this spring, so when we were directly face to face, it was nice to be able to kind of work through a little bit more of what tunes to do. And she also, through the South Dakota Arts Council's support, does a lot of residencies in Sanford Hospital, in the schools, and so she's over on this side of the state. Actually, right now she's up in Sisseton, which is why she couldn't be on the radio with us, doing a residency at the school there all week. So
all right, let's have a song, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the history of Billie Holiday and who she was. Joel Shotwell, tell us what you're going to play first.
We're going to do a good old standard called What Is This Thing Called Love that Billie sang quite often.
The JAS Quintet.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Thank you.
are listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We are live, coming to you from the University of Sioux Falls here. We've got the JAS Quintet playing the music of Billie Holiday. You can see them May 12th. That's this Friday. Saturday, May 13th, in concert with Lady Day is what it's called. It's the fourth jazz curator's offering. And let's talk a little bit about Billie Holiday. And because when you go to one of these concerts, there's a lot of research and some narration, storytelling that goes into the whole performance. So we know a little bit more about her. Who wants to talk about Billie Holiday? Mr. Jeff Paul does. I'm going to walk over here to the keyboards and hand the microphone to him. Jeff?
Sure. Billie Holiday had kind of a rough life, actually, for starting really young. She didn't have a lot of money. She had to work in some less than ideal places, and she was around this stuff all the time, brothels and whatnot. And she heard jazz first by hearing on basically an old record player at one of the brothels nearby, and she would just go over there as a kid just to listen to the music of Louis Armstrong, which was ended up being a huge influence for her life. She felt that that was the only natural place at the time that, like, white people and black people could come together and actually hear the blues and hear jazz music, and actually in a very natural kind of context, which is it's a little bit unusual for us to hear that and talk about that kind of an issue today, but she felt like that was just real. It was just the real meeting of these two kinds of racial, you know, racially divided people would come together at these brothels, and there was jazz music. And so it actually was a huge influence on her.
We're going to have a second song, and then we're going to take a quick break. Jim Spears, what are we going to hear next?
We are going to hear probably maybe the best known of Billie Holiday's tunes, God Bless the Child. It's a great standard that started with her, but now it's part of the jazz repertoire, and everyone plays it. So she was, yeah, part of, co-credited with it. Yep. So.
All right, the JAS Quintet, God Bless the Child.
Thank you.
You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, the JAS Quintet playing God Bless the Child by Billie Holiday. Happy Monday. We'll take a quick break and come back. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live this Monday from the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. And with us, we've got a little moment in sound for Monday. The JAS Quintet is here, and they're playing some music of Billie Holiday ahead of their upcoming Jazz Curators Concert. Jamie Lynn will be doing the vocals at that evening, Friday, May 12th, Saturday, May 13th. It's at Leonardo's Cafe at the Washington Pavilion. Seats are limited, so when they sell out, I've been to a few of those where I just barely got in to the door. So we're going to start with another song right away to make sure we have time for that. I'm going to come up here to Joel Shotwell, ask him what you're going to play next.
We're going to do a great standard again that Billy made famous almost, called Summertime. Thank you.
Jazz Quintet playing the music of Billie Holiday. The show is called Lady Day. It's Friday and Saturday this week at the Washington Pavilion at Leonardo's Cafe in Sioux Falls. And we're broadcasting live for In the Moment from the University of Sioux Falls. And I'm going to walk over to Daniel Heyer, the drummer, because I can never get back to him and he never gets to talk. And Daniel, I'm wondering, you guys have been playing for a long time together. You all play with other, you know, groups as well. Tell me a little bit like about what this group is like and how you work together.
Well, this group's been a lot of fun for me personally. I moved back to town about a year and a half ago, and I called up the guys and said, I'm coming back, and then we just started. I literally moved to town on a Friday, and I played a gig Friday night with them. And it was just right there from the beginning. You know, it clicked right away, and we just had a lot of fun. You know, a lot of jazz groups don't always, you know, they play standards and kind of do a traditional format, but here we do a lot of original tunes, original arrangements, and that's been a lot of fun for me.
Synergy makes a difference, that sort of chemistry, right? And then Jazz Crawl was just, was it last week? I'm not sure, but I came down to see you 2 weekends ago with some other folks from SDPB, and I was packed. Great. I had to stand up in the back. So Joel, talk a little bit about the jazz scene in Sioux Falls and how it heats up over the summer.
Yeah, I think the jazz scene is starting to go somewhere again. We're doing a Thursday night weekly gig at Leonardo's Cafe at the Pavilion, which really helps. The thing about the jazz scene is you got to hustle for jobs. You know, you can get hired to play for private events, and those are fun and all, but if we want to create a scene, we got to really hustle, and we got to hopefully get more musicians involved. And the more collaboration we have, the more ideas we have. It's kind of a neat music that way, where we don't have to go play a bunch of covers and learn 40 tunes and play together 70 times to sound tight. You can sound tight because everybody's so good. So there's a lot of great musicians. Jazz Crawl was awesome because there's so many good ones all around town, and people got to kind of see, oh, there's, you know, really actually something happening, you know, so.
And Jim Spears, I know you travel across the state a lot, all of you do, but tell me what it's like in the rest of South Dakota. What's the jazz scene like? Is it growing? Are there opportunities there?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty tight community. We all know people that play in at other communities. I'm going to Aberdeen actually tomorrow, and there's a great group up in Aberdeen that plays regularly. We were just out, JAS was just out in Rapid City and Spearfish earlier this spring, and there was clubs out there. There were musicians that came in to hear us, invited us to sit in with them. So there really is, it's a small network, but it really, there's a family of musicians all around the state. We always think there could be more, you know, we want to have more opportunities to play, but I think we're very fortunate for what we have right now.
And tell us really quickly how to get tickets for this weekend's event.
Okay, so you can go to jazzcurators.com or jasquintet.com, also get you to that same site, or you can go to the Pavilion's website. But if you go to Jazz Curators, you'll find a link there that goes right to the ticket page. The one thing I should also add is that Katrina Lair McKinney will be back. This is her fourth time hosting the event and walking the audience through the life of Billie Holiday. So we want to make sure people know that she's back as well.
And Jamie Lynn is on vocals. She's up in Sisseton today in residency, so good lucky them to have her with them. And I want to say thank you. We had Jeff Paul on keyboard, Andrew Reinhardt on bass, Joel Shotwell on saxophone, Daniel Heyer on the drums, Jimmy Spears on trumpet, the JS Quintet here with us today. Thank you all. Come back this summer whenever you want to.